been afraid to show you how I really feel, admit to some of those bad mistakes I've made. And if you want it, come and get it, crying out loud. The love that I was giving you was never in doubt. Let go your heart, let go your head, and feel it now. Let go your heart, let go your head, and feel it now. Babylon, Babylon, where it is you might be going to. Turning back for home, you know I'm feeling so alone. I can't believe climbing on the stair, I turn around to see you smiling there in front of me. And if you want it, come and get it, crying. Never is.
FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. K210 EO, Santa Paula. K210 CH, Ventura. K206 AA, Laguna Beach. K208 AM, Newport Beach. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio. It's Friday, I'm in Love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
So today, one of my heroes died. Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. It's gone to heaven. So I want to sing a song that I love. I may not always love you, as long as there are stars above you, that you need never doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Doubt it.
I'll make you see.
Oh, welcome aboard, Jason Friday.
Hey there, you're looking pretty, huh?
Is it Friday already?
It sure is.
Oh, that's right, because music sounds better on a Friday. It's 88.5.
The SoCal sound.
Jason Friday to my left. Julie Slater to your right.
Oh, yeah.
You come in every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour, and we kind of scoot everybody into the weekend. Of course, we heard the sad news this week that we lost Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You know what's really, really heartwarming is when someone dies and you just see the reaction.
Oh, my. Yes.
And I just, you know, people were really going crazy. And you realize anyone who's a singer-songwriter has feelings for Brian Wilson.
Yep.
And really, he wrote such great music. That was a special performance. Okay, first of all, we started off. So Sting had a performance, I think, in Germany, or as you would say, Germany. he had a performance on Wednesday, and he found out the news that Brian Wilson had died, so he did a little tribute. So we played a little clip of that, of him singing God Only Knows. And then that is BBC Music. There was a ton of people. I just happened to – I was kind of doing some digging and finding different versions of God Only Knows because we love that song so much. So apparently that song has like 27 artists on it. There's a video for it. Elton John's on it, Stevie Wonder, Jake Bugg, Lord, Chris Martin, Florence Welch, Chrissy Hine,
wow.
Dave Grohl, and many, many others.
That is a list.
It's pretty crazy,
oh
right?
Gosh, yeah.
It's kind of wild to get all those people on one track. So anyway, we got a lot to get to today.
All right.
We saw Mumford & Sons last night.
We did.
So good. I want to be in the band.
The energy is just like, what? What is happening?
I'm always at these shows, and I'm like, we need to write music. If Marcus Mumford can write music, we could do it too. We just got to write songs that people can sing along to.
Right.
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go into another. So I found this on the YouTubes. This is a special, as the kids call it, a mashup. And this is thanks to Drummer Man 63,
yeah.
Another great Brian Wilson song. Let's just throw this bad boy on the air. Are you ready, Jason Friday?
I am ready.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
All night, got into a fight. Ever been long.
So, hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. All aboard the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. Wanna go home. Let me go home. Hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. Feel so broke up.
Oh.
PJ Harvey, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Long Snake Moan. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
It's Friday on a Friday, everybody.
Ooh.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in 1 o'clock hour, and we scoot you into the weekend. I hope you're having a decent Friday.
Yeah.
At least Friday, you finally like, oh, I made it. It's almost the weekend, man.
I know. It's funny. Even when you open your eyes as you're waking up, you're like, ah, there's just a little bit of a relief. Just a little.
Just a little.
Just a little bit of calmness.
All right. We saw Mumford & Sons at the Hollywood Bowl last night. It was so great. And it did make up for it. We saw them at the Hollywood Palladium, and it was so overcrowded, and we were literally almost outside of the venue looking in.
That was nuts.
So we said, we need a redo. So we got to see them at the Hollywood, at the Hollywood Bowl, and it was just, it's such a treat to see them live and to be back after, I guess it's been like 6 years.
Yeah.
I love Marcus Mumford went on and he's like, by the way, I don't know if he says this at every show, at every venue, but he said the Hollywood Bowl was his favorite venue in the entire world.
Right.
And it really is. Every time I go there, I think about the Beatles coming there and like what insanity that must have been. And that it's been around for so long.
I know.
So it was our first bowl experience of the season. We wore special outfits and a bonnet. The band was so great. Lucius came out, sang a couple songs with the band.
Yeah.
Also, it was fun. First of all, Marcus ran all the way. I don't know how he did that. All the way up those stairs, all the way to the back. Then ran back. And then he came back with the band and played acoustically behind us, which was pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
So the show was great. And a lot of times at shows, I just think about everything happening in life. I got a little emotional, especially during this one song I'm going to play. It's kind of wild how music does that to you.
Totally.
And I guess this is a good time to transition into how important music is and how important public media is. There is some threat to the funding of public media.
Right.
There was a big vote yesterday in the House that got approved by 2 votes. And it could impact the Corporation for Public Broadcasting funding, which we rely on here at the station. And so do other public radio stations and also PBS TV stations. So you can keep public media and free speech alive by supporting your local public radio station like this one. So please, we love coming in here. Really, it is. It's such a treat to be a part of this station and to do what we do. Become a subscribing member today by going to thesocalsound.org. All right, we're going to get into a couple songs, a little twofer from Mumford & Sons. This is the song Malibu. They played this last night at the Hollywood Bowl. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
And all my doubt and all my weakness, can you lead? I fall behind, but like you promise, you wait for me. And I feel a spirit moving me again. I know it's the same spirit that still moves in you. I don't know how it took so long to shed this skin, live under the shadow of your wings. You are all I want, you're all I I'll find peace beneath the shadow of your wings. I'm still afraid, I said too much, I'm not enough. You'd only see the ghost still rising, the broken touch. But walk
Walking through the valley was what brought me here. I knew I would never make it on my own. And I don't know how it took so long to shed this skin, live under the shadow of your wings. You are
Friday, I'm in love.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
Friday on a Friday on the SoCal Sound.
Well, I came home like a stone. And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, wish we'd known, will blow away with this new sun. But I'm kneeled down waiting for now. And I'm kneeled down on my ground. And I will wait for you. And well as strong, and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the
too, for Mumford & Sons. I Will Wait. I had to play that song because it was so fun when they started playing it last night at the Hollywood Bowl, and everyone, like, jumped on their feet, and we're all like, I will wait, I will wait for you. You know, for the first time in my life, I was like, gosh, should I learn the banjo? Whoever knew? When this band first came out, I really wasn't that into them.
Yeah.
But everything changed when I got to interview Marcus Mumford at Amoeba and just got to hang out with him. And then his solo record was so great. And then I don't know. They're just, to me, like the ultimate live fun band. Even though they're not Irish from the UK, but I would love to walk into an Irish pub and they're playing.
Right.
I just want to make that dream come true. Is that possible?
Probably.
First, we need to go to Ireland, and then we'll talk to the band about
it. Yes, exactly.
Julie Slater.
Jason Friday.
So we're in here playing these tunes every Friday for Friday on a Friday. It's some good times,
oh,
am I
yeah.
right?
Some of the best.
And we're celebrating the life of Brian Wilson. One of our favorite songs is God Only Knows, and now there's a huge artist that covered that song that's really awesome. We're going to play that next. Also, we're going to tease next week's 88.5 album dive.
Ooh.
It's all on the way, Jace.
Okay.
As we get back to the music.
Wait, I know this one. Faster.
June is Pride Month, and 88.5 The SoCal Sound recognizes all the LGBTQ plus artists who make our rainbow of music so colorful.
Support for the SoCal Sound comes from Washington, D.C.'s Oh He Dead, bringing their own blend of soul, funk, and indie rock to the Troubadour on June 14th. Known for their electric live show and lead singer C.J. Johnson's iconic voice. More info and tickets at troubadour.com.
Laguna Playhouse is giving you the chance to win four tickets to Peril in the Alps, the follow-up to Murder on the Links. Hercule Poirot is high in the snow-covered Alps as he races to solve a chilling kidnapping in a mystery packed with twists, laughs, and unforgettable characters, played by just six actors. Thanks to our friends at the Laguna Playhouse, you can enter to win a four-pack of tickets for a night of your choosing. The show runs through June 29th. Enter for your chance to win at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at lagunaplayhouse.com.
The Local Music Spotlight is heard almost hourly on the station, playing local artists from SoCal, and is sponsored by the Getzman Group, a local company who provide interim finance and accounting professionals to a broad range of SoCal clients. And they're currently hiring career-minded people with 5 to 10 years of finance or accounting experience. More information can be found at GetzmanGroup.com. GetzmanGroup.com.
There's something you need to know. The future of this public radio station relies on new members to help carry the torch and help us prepare for an uncertain financial future. We need your support to ensure this public service is here for everyone to enjoy for now and for the future. Please join Eric Nye, Joshua Trotter, Mary Ellen Butler, Bruce Green, and Brandon Hall and make the switch from passive listener to active member. It's easy. Online at thesocalsound.org. You'll be glad you did. Thanks very much.
Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
If you should ever leave me, my life would still go on. Believe me, the world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. But as long as there are stars above you, you'll never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd do without you.
Mr. David Bowie covering God Only Knows. Everyone loved that song. Everyone loved Brian Wilson. Rest in peace, my friend.
Oh, yeah, man.
Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Oh, we were talking about Mumford & Sons before. I wanted to bring up, just in case that guy, I don't know who he is, but he was at the show, in case the guy sitting next to us listens to the station. So we were next to a guy. It was pretty much center stage.
Yep.
I don't know what section we were in. 145 or something.
Something like that.
Anyway, I sit down. He's the biggest Mumford & Sons fan. He is just glowing with excitement. He is singing along to every song. And it's one of those things where you're like, wow, I can so feel that passion. And yep. I'm so happy for him that he's so happy. And then later on in the show, he was like sleeping during the show. But then at the end, he was back to like, yeah! It was actually really fun to see. I do an 88.5 album dive every week, Jace.
Yeah.
I play a brand new album and we dig into it. We play a couple songs every single day. So next week, we're going to dig into Matt Berninger.
Oh, Berninger.
From The National. He has a brand new record, a solo record called Get Sunk. Hillary Gordon, who is our Saturday afternoon DJ, she's on from 2 to 6. Huge fan of The National. She recently went to Milan to see them. Also, Matt just played The Palace in L.A. And, oh, look.
It's literally...
By the way, I set so many alarms to make sure I get everything done, so it's a good thing they go off while we're live on the radio. Let's get into Matt Berninger, and this is a song I've never played on the air. It's called Junk.
Junk.
I hope he keeps it clean. It's the new album's Get Sunk. We'll be diving into this record every single weekday next week, just after 12 noon. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Ashes and never-ending roaches. That's what I'm betting on as morning approaches. Windmills and aliens and brown paper straws. Something'll save me, baby. It always does. What you want, take me all apart. I'm only junk. Do what you need to, baby. I'm giving up. I only love you, baby. I'm only love. Not getting far here, baby. On my back, follow me in the car across the train tracks into Indiana. I'll be sleeping there. Flowers growing in my bones and crows sleeping in my hair. You can have me, baby. Do what.
Are you sleeping gently, Patty dear? Your boy stepped out for cigarettes and beer. Here's a heart was built to last, stranded on an overpass. Are you sleeping gently, Addie dear?
I like to to throw that on every once in a while. That is Happy Talk Band. They're from New Orleans. It's not accidental. Our friend Robin was just in New Orleans, so it made me think of this song.
I know it, right.
It's such a good one, although I love playing it in the fall. It reminds me of New Orleans so much with the voodoo mentions. But it's not the fall. It's going to be 150 degrees this weekend. We're headed to an area like 90 miles out of L.A. I think it's going to be 95.
I know.
Which I'm not crazy about.
I'm not
crazy. All right, it's Friday on a Friday.
That's right. It's 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm Jason Friday, by the way.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Friday. Oh, you know what? It's Father's Day weekend.
Oh,
I almost forgot.
Faja.
Father's been gone for some time. Your father, though, we're going to hang with him on Sunday.
Yeah.
Have some good times.
We're going to be rocking him.
Make sure you
see a nice little flicky. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. We might go see Mission Impossible finally, maybe in an actual theater. It'll be cool in there. Hopefully the AC is working.
Yes.
Make sure to call your pops if he's around. See him if you can, if you're lucky enough to have him around in your life.
That's right.
Let's continue with some brand new music. So this is a really fun song. It's from an artist known as Role Model. What's kind of amazing is his name is actually Tucker Harrington Pillsbury.
That name is made up. It's too perfect.
That's funny. So anyway, it goes by Role Model, and this is the song. It's called Sally When the Wine Runs Out, which is always a terrible time.
It is terrible.
Whatever you do, don't... If Dawes is listening, don't drink champagne or tequila when the wine runs out. It's a bad idea.
That's right.
New music from Role Model, 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Telling you wild things. Are you such a dreamer to put the world to rights? I stay home forever, but to two always makes a fight.
We didn't open the program with Radiohead because we're doing a Brian Wilson tribute, but we did have to play Radiohead. We're not crazy.
Hello.
That is 2 + 2 = 5. We're almost wrapping up this great Friday on a Friday program. It is the weekend, friends. Yeah. Here we are. We did get some pretty serious news, though. It came in yesterday afternoon. There was a special vote that went through the House, and it got approved by 2 votes. And it's something that it's potentially going to defund the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So that's called CPB, and their public media relies on this funding. We rely on it. Our friends at LAist, the journalists there, rely on it. PBS TV stations rely on this funding. And what's happening is, so it got approved through the House. Now it has to go for a vote through the Senate. And we're talking about, it could take back $1.1 billion of already appropriated funding for CPB.
That is crazy.
And really, public media is so at risk of losing so much right now. One thing you can do to make a difference is you can call or email your U.S. senators before the next vote. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also another great way to help support public media, and that is by helping us stay as independent as possible. Keep public media and free speech alive right now by supporting this great radio station and going to thesocalsound.org.
We don't want the station to go away. We love coming in here.
Are you kidding me? This is one of my favorite days. Of course, it's my last name, Fine, that just by default. But it's also a Friday, everybody.
I know. And music sounds better on a Friday. It's fun to come in here. You know, I come in here every weekday, and I really... I love music so much, and I really, it's my passion. It's all of our passions here at the station.
Yeah.
So please, please help support this great radio station. Public media needs your help more than ever. Go to thesocalsound.org. I do know there's a lot of people, I think, gathering tomorrow, and I just want to tell everyone to please be safe out there. Also, it's the weekend. Take some time for yourself.
Yes, please.
We've been honoring Brian Wilson by playing different versions of songs, but nobody does it better than the OG.
Oh, yeah.
Very sad to lose Brian Wilson this past week. He was 82 years old. Let's get into our favorite song, of course.
Of course.
So, guys, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Until next time,
my pretties.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Mookie's coming up next, and then it's the Matt Pinfield Show.
Woo!
Love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. Show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on.